listening to the voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics, WWKY. Broadcast sponsors include Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Citizens Bank, Furniture World Superstore, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, The Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Put me in cold.
Well, hello, sports fans. We are here at Bourbon County High School. Beautiful evening as we've got high school baseball coming your way. Yes, the much-anticipated, longly-awaited 10th region gets underway. I'm Joel Bennett. Along with me, Lenny Midden. And, Lenny, we've had 4 or 5 days off, so if you've got a player, position player that's nicked up or a pitcher with a sore arm needs a little rest, boy, they got it.
They did. The pitching could be a key. The innings tossed, there is a record that you can go against, and 3 days off would lengthen those pitches you can throw.
Well, we've got a beautiful day today. The Cardinals of George Rogers Clark coming in. They are 26-11. They have not lost a game in the region. Therefore, they have not lost a game against the district opponent. They come in 26-11. They are 10-0 in region play, 8-0 in district play. They take on Scott High School. Scott High School out of Taylor Mill, Kentucky. They play up there in northern Kentucky. That plays a good brand of baseball. They're all around that area up there. And right now the Cardinals riding a good winning streak, while the Scott Eagles, they come in at 17-18. They're 3-4 within 10th region competition, 2-3 within their district. But when you look here, this month of May has not been good to them, Len. They'd lost 8 games. They picked up a couple of wins, but one of those wins at a key time, and it was a district tournament.
Also, they played Campbell County down to the wire, and Campbell County's got a good team. Oh, Northern Kentucky, as you mentioned, play a good brand of baseball, so I look for a good game here this afternoon.
Yeah, the Cardinals, again, they come in here rolling hot. Common opponents. What may make this game on paper, you know, it looks like a GRC 26-11, Scott High 17-18. But if you look, Len, some of the common opponents, a Frankfort team that beat GRC. Well, Scott beat them 10-0 in 6 innings. And I know it takes pitchers and matchups. A Mercer County team, the last team to defeat GRC, beat them 4-2. Well, Scott played them to a 6-7 game. So they've got some common opponents. They played Rowan County to a 2- or 3-run ball game. Rowan County, they're one of the top teams in the 16th. So I guess the Eagles, it depends on who they got going and how things are working.
They're 3-4 in the region and 2-3 in the district, so they play some good up and down baseball, it looks like, by their record.
Well, the home plate umpire and the bases umpires, they've got the coaches as they're going over the ground rules here at Bourbon County High School. Beautiful field. Field looks to be in good shape. Lynn, we were told that the reason for delay yesterday was they had some standing water, some puddling in the outfield. We've got that terrace, so I guess there could be a trough in there somewhere where it would hold it.
Drainage is probably a problem here. Ken Goins and Scott High Eagles come in at 17-18. They have a team batting average of .302 and an ERA of 4.24.
Well, they're very solid. We know they're here at the region tournament. So right now we'll pause, take a 2-minute break when we come back. First pitch, game action, all that coming up. 10th region tournament brought to you right here on WWKY. Back in 2 minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Creating lasting customer relationships is at the heart of Traditional Bank. Every day we get to serve our friends and neighbors, support new home ownership, help businesses grow, and invest in the communities we serve. Nothing means more to us than helping a customer reach a financial milestone or seeing a satisfied smile in the teller line. Thank you for allowing us to do what we love each and every day. Trust, tradition, together. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get ready for high school baseball 10th region tournament. This will be the opening game of the opening round. It's the George Rogers Clark Cardinals taking on the Scott High School Eagles. These two teams really haven't played that much. Kevin Goins, as Lenny mentioned when we went to break, he's got his ball club right here in this region tournament. Goins, he has coached six seasons as a head coach at Scott High School. The last trip they had to the 10th region tournament was in 2021. Scott hosted the tournament, and they finished that year as a semifinalist. That was in 2021. The last 37th district championship that Scott had was in 2019. So these teams really, these coaches, head coach Eddie Brooks for GRC, and Kevin Goins, they've never coached against each other as far as 10th region because Brooks has just come in. But, Lynn, Scott, they only came over to the 10th region back in 2005. So these teams haven't played that much.
Right. Northern Kentucky, the rival is Campbell County.
Yes.
They go at each other each year in the in both basketball and football and baseball as well. So, as we mentioned, Northern Kentucky – noted for good baseball. As I mentioned, a team average of 3.02 with a team ERA at 4.24. There's a veteran team, seven seniors, five juniors, four sophomores, three freshmen, and two eighth graders on the Scott High roster. For GRC, they come in batting 3.02 as a team, record of 26-11. They have a team ERA of 2.85, and they'll start a freshman pitcher tonight, Haddon Cecil.
And Cecil, the right-hander, goes for GRC here in the opening game of the region tournament. And as far as his postseason production, hey, thumbs up. He was pretty sharp, man. He went, what, six innings in relief for the Cardinals to get them the win. Gave up three hits. He scattered maybe four hits, excuse me. Gave up very little in the line of runs. He inherited the bases loaded. He struck out only two, but he's going to give you some innings, evidently.
A two ERA, so that's not too bad for a freshman.
So we're going to go with Haddon Cecil here as the Cardinals.
Clark got here by beating Bourbon County, winning the 40th district. Scott High lost to Campbell in the 37th as a runner-up.
Well, this first pitch, a fastball in there for a strike to Brady Smith. Smith, the left fielder for the Scott High School team. Bats right-handed. Mullins backpedaling as he wants to get back behind the bag as he was drawn in. But now with the count at 0-2, I think it's safe to say he can play behind the bag. How we got him around the infield, Lynn?
Mullins is at third. Adrian Howard is the shortstop. Howie is at second. Caden Spicer, the first baseman. Hayden Cecil and J.P. Gaines are the battery mates. Left field is Carter Maynard. Cam McAlpin is in center, and Ben Folks is in right.
Up and away for a ball, and it's a 1-2 count to this leadoff batter just joining us. Beautiful day. Game time temperature at 82. We've got a wind blowing in right at 7 miles to 10 miles per hour. Popped up on the infield. Gaines has lost it. Spicer giving chase, but it's going to land in the bleachers and then bounce back on the playing surface. Just a gorgeous day for baseball. And
a little breeze, just right temperature, just right.
Let's
see. Western breeze.
You got your red shirt on. I wore reds today.
Hey,
what about this?
There
big red machine.
Out of bat four in a row.
Hey, get the broom out on
yeah,
L.A., right?
I know it.
You got to take these bragging moments when you can.
Absolutely.
Here's a 1-2 from Cecil. Cut under it, and it's popped up. Cecil wants to call for it. Wynn playing tricks, and he started at the pitcher's mound. He makes the catch on the dirt around the batter's box. So
right.
Wind blowing in. When we said, you said a nice little westerly breeze. Yeah, 7 to 10 miles per hour, and it pushed it right back in toward the plate.
Right in front of J.P. Gaines as he was there in case he missed it.
So a pop-up gives one out, and you've got Dylan Giffen coming up. Giffen, a center fielder for this Scott High School team. He's a good athlete. He played basketball on that Eagles team. I do remember that name. They had Giffens and they had Griffins. Cecil with a pitch, fastball. Boy, that just painted the black outside corner. He's got good velocity, it seems, today.
Giffen ticks in at 307 on the year.
Right-handed batter. Gets a hold of one there, and it's lifted into left field, coming hard and making the catch. Out there in left field for GRC, the catch made.
Carter Maynard.
It came a long
speed,
way,
yeah.
Didn't he?
And again, that westerly wind pushed it over toward the foul line.
So it's blowing in and toward left field. We can feel the breeze just coming right in our face. We look out to the flag, which is a prominent figure every day, but especially yesterday, and now it's blowing in. Breaking pitch down and away for a ball, pitching to Zach Sparks, the catcher. And on deck, should the inning continue, it'll be the second baseman, Gunner Blow. Second pitch down and away.
Sparks checks in at 324 on the year.
Cecil with two outs and the base is empty. Trying to get a clean frame. Pitching goes up and in, and Gaines held it, wanted to frame it, but after getting ahead in the count, now he's gone 3-0 to the number three batter, Sparks. Imagine Sparks taking all the way. He does, and Haddon Cecil bores a fastball right across the plate, and it's 3-1. Infielders playing back for the Cards with two outs and the base is empty. Cecil delivers and tried to throw a hard slider, and it just down and away. Didn't have a chance, and he has issued a two-out walk. So they're going to be bringing a courtesy runner in for the catcher. Be number 20 coming in, Andy Reed. Andy Reed running. Familiar name, Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
He's not quite as portly as the Chiefs head coach, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Mustache not quite as good either.
Get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Yeah, his mustache just not quite as full.
Right. Yeah, I like that commercial. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Bleah comes to the plate. Gunner Bleah, he is the second baseman. Batting in the cleanup spot, right-handed batter. One on, two out. Fastball. Took a little off of it. I think he just wanted a strike that time. Land knew he didn't want to pitch behind in the count again, and location means a lot. Probably got away with one there. Belt high, took a little something off.
Just like real estate, location, location, location.
Wow. Spicer, we've seen his glove. He's been a gem of a player over there, and he just saved an extra base on a pickoff attempt by Haddon Cecil.
His defense has really improved this year.
Cecil now wanted to pitch, and the umpire gives time after Bleah requested it. Don't have to give it, but this time he did.
At the last minute.
Cecil, from the stretch, check of the runner and pitching. Fastball, beauty.
Right on the black.
Locked him up, didn't he?
Yep.
Down and away.
Knee high on the black on the outside corner. That'll do it.
Haddon Cecil, who pitched and got a win for the Cards in the district tournament, pitching here. This one up for a ball, and he runs the count now to 1-2 against the cleanup batter, Blia, with a runner at second.
Reed with a good lead at first.
Sure is. They're going to throw over. Yeah, and he dives back in.
Good quick move.
Haddon Cecil, the line on him in the district game was 6 innings, 3 hits, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk, and he gave up 1 earned run.
And when he missed that, when he started out against Paris, he was missing high, then got in a good groove and missing a little bit high here this afternoon.
He told me over at the football red and white scrimmage game that this summer, while he's a football player, this summer he was asked to be part of a travel team out of Lexington, so he's going to be playing some summer baseball.
It's good for him.
He was a nice football addition for Coach Cherico last year. Kind of tall and slim, but he's thrown over 3 times.
What position did he play?
He played on the corner, cornerback, sometimes a strong safety. He's 6 feet tall and pushes about 160. He's dealing here, and this pitch hit in the air to left field. Lifted out there, coming in, and loose. He finally got back under it. Boy, I tell you what, that
slipped a little bit. It must be a bit of a wet spot there is what it looked like, but he stayed with it.
That may be that damp spot we were talking about. Maynard makes the catch, although keeping it interesting. Scott goes without a run. Cards coming to bat, 10th region tournament. First inning coming up, Cards batting. We are you're listening to WWKY back in a minute.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink-Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Well, the George Rogers Clark Cardinals coming up to bat here in the bottom of the first. This Cardinal team, they've been hot, Lynn. They've won 13 out of 14. Won 8 in a row, and that's getting it done.
Very timely hitting against the Bourbon County. Very close game until the fifth inning, and they strung together some hits, a couple of errors on Bourbon, and they put up 9 runs.
It was like, of course, that game's in the rear view, but it was like those 2 errors, and all of a sudden the floodgates opened up.
That happens. You give more than 3 outs.
Yeah, that's a good point. Deserved maybe a little better fate, but hey, that's the way it goes, and the Cardinals capitalized on it.
Defensively for the Eagles, Ronnie Braun is the pitcher, Zach Sparks is the catcher, Drew Grinst is first, Gunnar Bleha is the second base, Porter Houston is the shortstop, Trevor Pulsford is the third baseman, Brady Smith is in left, Dylan Giffen is in center field, and Andrew Stretch is in right field.
Well, the last 10th region matchup was George Rogers Clark in 2015. Scott won that one 11-8. The Eagles won the 10th region tournament. They were the state tournament semifinalists that year back in 2015. These teams are 1-1, though, in 10th region tournament action. They haven't seen each other that often. Here's a nice slow changeup. Wow, McCalpin way out in front of it. Looks down at Coach Brooks at third base with a coy grin and says, boy, he dropped one off the table on me.
Yeah, it's a vertical drop on it, too.
Second pitch, there it is. Another nice downward angle. And Maynard's going to step out, or excuse me, Calpin step out and kind of think it over here a little bit.
Two good pitches, breaking balls. He's ready to go again.
No two count. I think a curve coming again, but no, he blew him away with a fastball. He brought the heat right in there, and that's saying good morning, afternoon, and good night.
Yeah.
So a nice job there, and Brock Runnybaum with a punch out right there. Runnybaum, if he's got his stuff working, the Cards are going to have a tough go of it today. There's another curveball he's way out in front of, and he swings over top of it, he being J.P. Gaines. Gaines, a guy that really doesn't walk that much, 8 bases on ball on the season. He's a 300 average guy. Had a wonderful district. He had 6 hits in the 2 games. And there's a check swing, and they're going to say no. So Gaines kind of caught a break on that one.
Runnybaum, a 3.20 ERA for the year, so he's around the plate.
Right-hander with a 1-1 count to the senior catcher, J.P. Gaines. Again, Gaines with 6 hits in the 2 district games, and time called. Runnybaum can't get the same signal he wants from Zach Sparks. Now he's on the rubber. Here's the 1-1. Fastball rides outside, and it's 2-1.
Runnybaum with 19 and two-thirds innings pitch, giving up 14 hits, 11 runs, 9 earned runs, 10 bases on balls, 20 strikeouts. He's 1-0 and a 3.20 ERA.
Fastball just misses up and away, and Gaines could afford to take it with a 2-1 count, although he's a free swinger, and now he's up 3-1. Not many innings pitched, Lynn, to start your region tournament game, but he's effective, evidently.
Well, you got to win 3 games, so...
Well, this time he sailed it to the backstop, and J.P. Gaines on with a one-out walk. And coming up now, you got Abram Howard. Howard bats with one out and one on. Kind of broke out of a mini slump. He got the bat going a little. Coach Brooks believes in him. Believes the freshman there in the third slot. Flirting around with that 200 average. Breaking pitch just stays inside. Howard, he looked at it till the last minute.
Let it travel.
He did. Kind of turned it the way you're supposed to do it. He turned that left shoulder in, watched it follow into the mitt. 1-1, no strike count. Gaines with a nice lead at first. Dances off. Boy, and right there is a fastball. I don't know if Howard will see a better pitch than that one.
Looking for that curve.
Yeah, you got to be aware of it.
Yep, got to be ready for the heater. Adjusted the curve.
But to the left-handed batting McAlpin, he threw a lot of breaking pitches. Right now, Runnybaum's been relying on a fastball, which Howard slaps to right field, coming on hard and making the catch. On the run is Andrew Stretch, and there's two away. Caden Spicer will bat. Got a courtesy runner going in for the Cardinals as J.P. Gaines will come into the dugout and get his catching gear on. Wheeler will run for Gaines at first, and J.P. drew a one-out walk. We've got two down. Caden Spicer coming up. Spicer, big RBI guy for this team. In the two-game district series, he had 5 RBIs in that one. Turning in an all-district tournament team performance. Right-hand batter here. Swing and a miss.
Slow curve. That guy took something off.
Swung over top of it, didn't he, Lynn? Mm-hmm. I saw it, too.
327 hitter coming in, Caden Spicer.
Wind picking up, and it's blowing in. We've had steady breeze, 7 to 10 miles per hour, and it's coming in. Runner goes, and Spicer out in front, and he fouls it off. Taps it harmlessly over to the Cardinal dugout, and it's 0-2. They were running Wheeler with that.
Good jump.
Yeah, Spicer's, you could hit and run with him. He's not a strikeout guy. Actually, he's walked twice as much as he struck out right at it. 25 bases on balls and only 13 punch-outs.
Well, that's the Cards calling card. They run the bases.
Spicer wanting time now, and Runnybaum's looking into his catcher, and... He's telling Sparks, I'm not picking up what you're telling me. Now he peers in. Wheeler with a three-step lead at first. Not going. Pitch outside. They throw down, and Wheeler back in. Spicer took a borderline pitch right there on the outside corner. One ball and two strike count. One on, two out. No score here in the opening inning. 10th region tournament. First game. Runner goes off the fist and a little soft liner back to the pitcher. And that will retire GRC. No runs, no hits, no errors. They left a base runner on. We played one complete. We've got a scoreless game. 10th region tournament here at Bourbon County High School. We'll return in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Brown County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
At People's Exchange Bank, opening a new account just got easier. You need banking that aligns with your lifestyle, your financial needs, and your goals for the future. With their simple online application, you can open an account from anywhere. Visit pebank.com to get started today. Existing People's Exchange customers can use the mobile app or online portal to open additional accounts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner.
Well, it'll be the 5, 6, and 7 batters for Scott. Here with the order is Lynn Midden.
Kyle Gronick, Trevor Pulsford, and Porter Houston up for the Eagles of Scott High School.
Left-handed batter takes a pitch down and away from Haddon Cecil.
Kyle's the DH, comes in batting 307. Open stance.
It is. Gronick's ready, and Haddon Cecil throws him a pitch. And the umpire said outside. It looked good location. 2-0 count. Cecil pitching. He brings it in this time, and it's a strike right down the middle. Three fastballs, and it's a 2-1 count to Gronick. Swing and a miss, and that'll even the count at 2-2. Cecil peppering him with fastballs.
Couldn't catch up with that heater. Behind.
Here's the 2-2, and he looked at strike three. Man, I don't know if he'll, and he knows it. Gronick walked off and nodding his head, and I know that's...
Looking for something else there, looking for a breaking ball, I think. He took that heater down the middle.
That's one of those good old golf analogies. He'd like to have a mulligan on that
there
one.
There we go. Yeah. Mulligan mitten.
Yeah, that.
I take plenty of them.
Hey, that's all right. One down, base is empty. Check swing on a curveball is fouled harmlessly into the Scott dugout.
Pulsford, the leading hitter on this Eagle team, 354 batting average.
Well, some region tournament action got underway yesterday. Nice pitch there by Cecil at the knees for a called strike. And for the most part, he's throwing strikes. He's gotten behind a couple of batters, but he's bouncing back.
Strikes are in good location, too. Low and ahead.
Fastball fouled up and out of play. Holds the count at 2-2. Some of these, there's been some upsets in region play. I'm looking here at some of the scores. Lyon County, we know they won the state in basketball. They were in the top 10 in baseball. They went down in the opening game 7-6 to Henderson in 9 innings. So it put them out. Henderson County's always really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking here at Meade County. They went out in the third region. Muhlenberg beat them 6-5. Russell County, 2 years ago a state runner-up, this year a top 20 team. They just barely got by Logan County 7-6. So some of these favorites having a tough go of it.
High school baseball.
Strike in there again, and Haddon Cecil's come back with back-to-back strikeouts. And he's got them both looking here.
Backwards K, two of them.
So a couple of punch outs.
the batter for Scott, the shortstop.
St. X, they advance. Manuel, they advance. Taylor County, top five team, they advance. Coming in to the plate now, Porter Houston with nobody on and two outs. Had Cecil pitching. 1-0 pitch is above the letters for ball two.
267 hitter, shortstop, Houston coming in.
Oh, nice pitch there. He didn't get the call, and Gaines looks over his shoulder and
says it's low.
And now 3-0 count. So 3-0 count, Haddon Cecil needing a strike, and just kind of aimed that one, and it went upstairs. So he won't have a clean inning as he, unless he picks this runner off, as Houston draws the walk. Another upset, Lynn, I believe Madison Central. Yeah, Franklin County beat them 4-1.
I saw that, yeah, that is an upset. Although Franklin County has a good team, but Central is one of the leaders there in the 11th.
And Great Crossing, a 6-5 win over Scott County in eight innings. Henry Clay over Tate's Creek, Catholic won. You know, so been some surprises. Rowan County, they're a good team. Our sister station picking them up. Here's a foul back and out of play. Rowan advance beating Green up 10-8.
Drew Greenstaff up, 275 hitter. First baseman, left-hand hitter and first baseman.
No score here in the top of the second. Two out and a runner at first. Cecil pitching, and Lenny's a little high now.
Yep.
All of a sudden, throwing the ball up in the strike zone. Porter Houston at first, Drew Greenstaff. He's a lefty, bats left, throws left, plays first, pickoff. Just back in under the throw. You know, he had Houston diving back in when he delivered to the plate, so not being able to pick up anything off Haddon Cecil as he delivers. Nice pitch there. For a left-handed batter, that's down and in. Not a lot he could do with that. Handcuffed him.
Right on the corner, on the inside corner, pretty pitch.
I like that one. I agree.
I like the way he works both sides of the plate.
I agree with you. Here's a 1-2 delivery, fouled off. Big hack that time by Greenstaff, and Cecil threw him a nice pitch. Umpire retrieves the ball. Brief exchange there with Coach Brooks. As he settles into the dugout, the home plate umpire says 1-2. With two outs and a runner at first, no score in this game. Cecil pitching, tried a backdoor curveball. It's a good time to throw that pitch. It just didn't catch the plate. Two-two count. Here it comes. Fouled straight back. Healthy cut. Nice pitch there by Haddon Cecil.
A four-seamer upstairs on that one.
So the winner of this game will play on May 30th at 1:30. They'll play the winner of the second game today, Harrison County and Mason County. Here's a break-even pitch. Slow curve that's chopped. Haddon Cecil fields it, and he lost his footing. He wanted to throw. He looked the ball into his glove.
Yep.
It wasn't like he took his eye off of it. And what we see is a very perfect diamond out there as far as conditions. We've seen a left fielder slip, and right there, Haddon Cecil.
No question. He slipped there. He made a guy's play on it. Mm-hmm. Turned to throw, and his feet just went out for under him. So base hit.
Well, I'm going to give him an error on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
Cecil.
By the way, we need to change. The official score the other night was not a no-hitter.
Well, it is in Clark's book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I checked with, and looked at the newspaper where they said one-hitter.
Huh. Well, not according to GRC. And
okay.
So I don't know.
According to us, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. I don't know why they would question their own coach, but they can do what they want, but.
I was in the paper, and then I asked Mike how he scored, and he said base hit. So,
but that one there was a one-hopper to Cecil, and he would have had the third out. Here's a swing and a foul tip into the mid of Gaines. as the ninth batter, Andrew Stretch, comes up with two on and two out. Cecil trying to pitch out of this one. It's a 1-2 count. Check of the runner, and he deals. Nice pitch. He got out of it. He struck out the side, sandwiched in between an error and a walk. No runs in that inning. No hits. There was an error, and they left two runners on. We go to the bottom of the second. Scoreless ball game. George Rogers Clark coming up. 10th Region Tournament coverage brought to you right here on WWKY. Back in a minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, the Cardinals in a scoreless game. They're batting here in the second. Who we got, Lynn?
Brady next. Davis, Ben Foulkes, and Abe Mullins due up for the Cardinals. 5, 6, and 7.
Ronnie Baum pitching, right-hander over top of the, brings that curveball. That one was had a little tighter break. He's got a different speeds on it as well.
That was over the top, too, more of a overhand.
This time he tried the same pitch, but he release point too high, and it's up around the chin. It's 1-1.
Davis, the DH tonight, batting 280.
Playing deep at third. Man, I mean real deep, is Polesfort for the Eagles. This one down and away for a ball. I mean, if Brady Davis lays down the butt, he could get first easily. But he's a free swinger. He's a guy that he's the DH for a reason. Leads the club in home runs. He's got some power.
Had a swinging bunch, Kit Paris.
Yes. You'd have to hit a rocket today to get it out the way the wind's blowing. And right now, Ronnie Baum, not as sharp, albeit small sample size. Here, Brady Davis, the only batter that he's looked at in the second one. He was sharp in the first inning with that curveball. It's a 3-1 count. Davis with a hitter's count, and he takes it up and away for a ball. So Brady Davis will jog down to first base. That'll bring up Ben Foulkes. This guy's been on a tear, Lynn.
Yes, 465 leading hitter for the Cardinals. Got that open stance, and he's been hammering the ball. Had a great district tournament.
I don't think they got him out in the district tournament.
Made all-tournament team as well.
And had some good plays at right field. Even cut down a runner at second. He threw out a runner, threw behind one at first. So Foulkes flashing some leather and also swinging the lumber. He, as Lynn said, was an easy pick for the all-district team, all-tournament team. Runner goes, pitches up and away, and that's going to be a stolen base. Thought about taking third, and
catcher couldn't find it.
So the Cardinals pick up the stolen base. Courtesy runner out there for Brady Davis. Right now we got time as Coach Goins out to the pitcher's mound to talk to Ronnie Baum, and the runner at second base will go visit his coach, and Lynn's got time to impart a message to you all.
Small tractor, big versatility. The Massey Ferguson GC 1700 series tractor is built with the same rugged versatility Massey Ferguson designs into their entire lineup. It's ready to tackle lawns, gardens, and anything else that comes your way. Small tractor, big versatility. The Massey Ferguson GC 1700 series is born to farm. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling on the Winchester Road today for your Massey Ferguson, or contact MontgomeryTractorSales.com.
This play resumes the batter for GRC, number 21, Ben Foulkes. Volk will be back at the plate with a one ball, no strike count after the meeting on the mound breaks up.
First baseman Wayan looking for Volk to bunt.
Yeah, that's
I don't think he's going to
grind staff.
Right.
He's right in on two, three steps in on the grass.
Well, he did.
Volk jabs at a breaking pitch, and that curveball, a hard one to bunt.
Surprised me there. If he, all he has to do is pull the ball, and he gets the runner to third. And such a good hitter, I look for him to swing away here.
Well, he's probably got one other chance.
Yep.
We'll see what he does here with a 1-1 count, runner at second, squaring and stabbed at another curveball, and now folks down the count at 1-2. Like you said, this is something that he's going to have to jump back or just clear his mind, because that can put you in a funk after he's been swinging such a hot bat. One of the few lefties, the Cards have a couple in the lineup. Folks, one of those. With a 1-2 count and a runner at second. Breaking pitch, lifted into shallow center. Shortstop going back, and makes the catch. And again, that wind, playing a little problems, but a nice play there by Porter Houston, the shortstop. And again, that was a play where he made a nice play. It looked routine, but Lenny got back and was able to come in.
He got it high up in the air, and he had plenty of time to get back. I made a nice break on it. As you said, the wind played a little trick. Hit a couple of steps in to make the catch.
Abe Mullins, the third baseman, steps in for the Cardinals. He's batting with one out and one on. Runner at second base. Big hole on the shortstop side, and overhand curveball by Ronnebaum seems to be his bread-and-butter pitch. Comes in for a strike.
He's got a tight break on that thing. It's fooling the Cardinals.
Yeah, he's done more than show it. He's thrown it for a strike.
That's his pitch.
He looks into the dugout. Coach is calling pitches. Fastball hit by Mullins into center field. That's going to get down. It's in for a hit. They're going to put the windmill on. Play at the plate. Throw comes in. Dives in. Safe. Wow. Just got
under.
The home plate umpire had a great view, and here comes out the Scott High School coach, and Coach Goins is going to say, are you sure you saw what I saw? Because it was close. Man, that was a throw. Dylan Giffen, I told you he was an athlete. He played.
He threw a rope in there.
He did.
And Sparks just a little bit behind the plate and didn't have it blocked. And gets his hand in there for a score.
So the Cards on the board first with a run. I mean, it was bang, bang at the plate. Nate Mullins, congratulations, young fella. He drives in a run. He took second base on the throw through to the plate. That was bang, bang, Lenny. I thought they were going to ring him up.
I was watching. I didn't look at the throw. I was watching the catcher all the time. I think it was a good call, but he got his hand in there. He went head first.
Okay.
He got his hand in, and the catcher did not have the plate blocked. He was playing behind it a little bit, and as the coach came out, that's what the umpire was showing him, where he was, and he got the hand in.
Well, it was bang, bang.
It was that. A very close play.
Throw was probably in the mitt.
Yeah, the throw probably beat him.
Yeah, it was probably in the mitt as a head first slide in there for the Cardinals, number 31. I need to look him up. Who was running, Lynn? 31.
I have to look it up.
Well, he scored the run. Here's a curveball popped up, back and out of play, and Carter Maynard has seen three straight curveballs, and he's down to count 0-2.
Gunnar Martin.
Martin. Yeah, Martin's head first slide. He was in the right-handed batter's box lying prone as the catcher, Sparks, had the ball. So I thought, well.
Yeah, the ball beat him, but it was behind the plate just a little bit.
And that's some of the ruling now. You can't go up the line and impede the runner.
You
can
step in front. Did you see that call in the SEC game?
I did, and it looked so strange, but the ump got it right.
I don't think I'd ever seen that before.
I hadn't either. But once you step on the plate.
The batter has a right to hit that ball, so if you get in front of it and catch it, that interferes with the batter.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
These guys get it right. 2-2 count here to Maynard with a runner at second, Abe Mullins, and pitching and a swing and a miss. Second punch out of the game there by Ronnebaum as Brock Ronnebaum brings a fastball to Maynard, and there's two down for the Cards with a runner at second. And coming up now, Tyler Howie, the second baseman. Howie steps in, two outs and a runner at second. Mullins with a lead, and Howie jerks it. He hit it a ton. It's going back. It's foul ball, but he put it out of here. It's 3:15 down the left field line. And
hit that one up in the parking lot.
He did. He got it over the batter's cage.
Therefore, there's the wind hurt him because it's pushing it foul at that time. He got all of that one.
He did. It went over the batter's cage, which is behind the left field fence in foul ground. So Howie, I don't know if he could hit one any further or better. He's trying to put a crooked number on the board for the Cards. But if you're Ronnie Baum, you say, hey, it's 0-1. I'm ahead in the count. Runner goes. Pitch is called a ball. Slide down to third. Safe. Mullins in with a head first slide. Cards pick up their second stolen base in this inning. And now they've got a runner on third with two outs.
Another close play down there. It was. A good slide. Got a hand in again. Head first slide.
Dude, these are bang, bang. These are good throw by Sparks and a good play by Sparks on two of them. He's 0 for 2 and getting the calls. And now he's got to regroup. He looks into the dugout to Coach Goins and says, hey, let's run through the pitches now without a guy at second. Are we going to keep the signs the same? The 1-1 with two outs. Howie waiting. Takes a pitch at the knees for a strike. Probably the hardest pitch that Ronnie Baum has thrown, and that was it right there.
Borderline right at the knees.
Sure was. Excellent pitch, good velocity, one ball, two strike count. Mullins at third, he'll run on contact. Pitch, slow curve, lace to right field, just foul. So Howie's gone left, he's gone right. Maybe we can find the middle there.
There you go. How about a line drive right up the middle?
Yeah, he's taking it foul pretty solidly both directions.
Solid hitting second baseman, 3-19, Howie coming in.
1-2 count. Ronnie Baum, and it's grounded slowly to second. Coming in, fielding, got to hurry, didn't get him. Tyler Howie beats it out, and the only way that play works for Scott is if Bleehoff underhands it out of his glove. By the time he got the ball on that slow roller and took it out of his glove to flip to first to Grindstad, Howie was crossing the base.
He had to charge that ball, which he did. But
he did, yeah.
But just Howie, with good speed, just beat it.
So a two-out single and a rally, and we've got another trip to the pitching mound as Coach Goins coming out there. The Cardinals lead here 2-0, batting in the bottom of the second. Two outs, a runner at first. We've got a break in the action. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Well, it appears, it more than appears, there will be a pitching change, and the Cardinals will now have to deal with the likes of a left-hander and hear with his numbers and give you the scouting report on him, Lenny Midden.
Left-hander Ty Cook is in relief. He's pitched 29 and a third innings, giving up 22 hits, 16 runs, 10 earned runs, 14 bases on balls, 35 strikeouts. He's 4-0 with a 2.39 ERA. So he's their ace, it looks like.
Yeah.
And they bring him on here in relief.
Yeah, they were trying to get what they could get out of Ronnie Baum, who actually started off with a really good assortment of breaking pitches, had a couple of speeds on him. But they're coming with a lefty now, and those innings pitch versus strikeouts, pretty strong.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and looks like you say, he's 4-0 on the season and doesn't walk many, almost 14 walks, 35 strikeouts.
Good ratio.
Yeah, and he's pitched 29 innings, so he's going to be throwing strikes. Cards need to be up there swinging. And Cook will be facing the top of the order as the Cards bat here still continuing in the second inning. GRC on top by a score of 2-0. It started off with Brady Davis drawing a walk on a 3-1 count. He was then ran, there was a runner on for him, and second base was stolen. A pop-up in short. RBI single by Mullins. Then a strikeout of Carter Maynard, but then an infield single RBI for Howie, scoring Abe Mullins. So the Cards leading 2-0, batting here with two outs and a runner at first. Howie leads his team in steals, and there he goes. Breaking pitch down and away, and no throw.
Big jump against the left-hander.
So the Cards have stolen their third base, all of them here in this inning.
That's what makes them go.
Oh, and Howie's he leads his team. I mean, he can flat move. And with two outs, he's going to be running on any contact McAlpin can make. Cam McAlpin squares the bunt and pulls it back, and the umpire thought about it but said, yeah, that rode inside a little bit, and it's a 2-0 count. McAlpin also with good speed. He and Howie can cause some problems on the bases. Cook pitching. There goes Howie. Nice bunt. They're going to get him to third. Cook bobbled it. All hands safe.
How you scoring that?
Sack bunt. We won't give him an at-bat. That'll save his average as he was bunting as the runner was going, almost like a hit and run. What do you say, fielder's choice error or sack bunt?
Sack bunt.
Okay. I can live with it.
Mm-hmm.
So Howie moves over to third on a nice job there. So you also have to put an error on the pitcher, Cook, on the sack bunt. Going is McAlpin. Boy, and here's another one. Line to left. These guys, they straighten these out. That's up there around that
John Deere.
That ain't a bad boy mower. That's we've got bad boys, right? Massey Ferguson's. That's a green and yellow.
Yeah, that's a green. We don't talk about them.
That's a Joe Diffie, John Deere green up there, yeah. But these Cardinal turning on that one. J.P. Gaines put a charge on it. Looking down to the third base coach, Coach Brooks.
Calling at the signals.
He goes now, and he'll talk to Howie, who's at first. And you know McAlpin's going to be going here. Oh, they got him picked off. And they're going to try a rundown, throw to the plate, chasing back, diving in, and there goes a stolen base.
Right.
Stolen base. So Grinstead, I think he did the right thing, the first baseman.
I agree.
You know, throw it home.
We had to save a run.
Save a run. Yeah, if you're going to take second, you may be getting it anyway. We're not going to let you do a double steal and take home. No ball and one strike count to J.P. Gaines, who walked his first time up. Batting here with two outs and two in scoring position. He takes a backdoor breaking pitch in there for a strike. Now J.P. behind in the count at 0-2. Gaines was six hits in two district tournament games. He made the all-district team, narrowly missing the all-tournament team, and worthy of that as well. He bats here on an 0-2 count, grounds it to short, got to make a play, throwing, they're not going to get him. He beat it out, infield single, coming in as a score, and the Card score two. Howie scored easily, but McAlpin running on contact, he gets in, and McAlpin down to tell J.P. Gaines, I was reading you all the way, brother.
Well, shortstop had to come in, another slow roller, and he throws off balance, gets by the first baseman. Two-run score.
So Gaines pushes two across the plate. And he's not your average catcher. He's got good speed at first base himself. He's only been thrown out once this year. Abram Howard batting. Fly out to right field his first time up. And Cook, who's come on in relief, greeted rudely so the runs. Here's a go by Gaines. And it's not Gaines. They're courtesy runner out there for him, making the steal on that is Cards pick up that stolen base. Gaines is a guy who can run, but they put Chase Wheeler in there with two outs to let J.P. get ready. Here's a breaking pitch hitting the hole, and that's going to get by, and that's going to score another run. Wheeler touches third, comes in, upstanding as Caden Spicer greets him at home and says, you're in. So Abram Howard found the hole. So the Cards continue this hit parade in this inning, they have put up five runs, and Coach coming to the mound, and Coach Goins will be talking to his lefty, Cook. We've got a break in the action. Cards leading Scott 5-0, batting here in the second. 30-second break. More to come after this brief message.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
Porter Houston will be the third Scott High School Eagle pitcher to pitch here as they're trying to get out of this second inning. There's two outs, but the Cardinals really have put on a charge. They have scored three runs with two outs in the inning. They lead 5-0, and we are calling the game. Joel Bennett here, Lenny Midden with me. 10th region tournament here at Bourbon County High School. While we've got Houston taking some warm-up tosses, let's step aside for 1 minute. We'll be back after these words.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Cardinals lead here in the 10th region, opening game, opening day of this tournament, regional tournament, 10th region tournament at Bourbon County High School. Cards 5, Scott Eagles, nothing. It'll be Caden Spicer coming up. Spicer, the ninth guy to bat here in the second inning.
Houston Porter on in relief, 32 innings pitched, 33 hits, 24 runs. 14 earned runs, 20 bases on balls, and 29 strikeouts, 3-1 record with a 3.06 ERA.
Diving back in as Abram Howard, the Cards have stolen four bases in this inning. And Howard, he's 9 steals and 10 attempts and a sinking liner caught. Shoestring catch, and it was hit hard. It was blistered, but Pulsford caught it on the sinking liner off the bat of Caden Spicer. But the Cards bat around in the inning. They put up 5 runs in that inning, and they lead 5-0. We'll be back. Third inning play coming up after this 1 minute break.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our central bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood central banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Kentucky's notably home to Hoops, Horses, Bourbon, and Fried Chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Well, the Cardinals have given Haddon Cecil a 5-0 lead in which to work, and the freshman right-hander back on the Hill to go for GRC. So you can close the book on Ronnie Brock, Ronnie Baum. It went an inning in the third. One strikeout, two walks, one hit, one run. It was earned. Ty Cook, one third of an inning. He gave up three hits, four runs, three of those earned. First pitch swinging on the leadoff batter in the top of the third, and the leadoff batter, Brady Smith, he fouls it straight back. Cards got their five runs on four hits. There was an error. They left a runner on. 5-0, and here's Scott batting in the third. Grounder to short. Howard Fields throws over to Spicer and got him in time. That ball was not on a straight path to him either, Lynn. We've got a good sight line on it once it hit that dirt infield. That's why I like dirt infield. You know, there's a little mystery to it.
It takes a little spin.
It was bouncing like that, and Howard, he fielded it well.
Read the spin off the bat, a good infielder does, and he did just that. 6-3 put out.
Dylan Giffen batting, and Giffen takes a fastball in there for a strike. Giffen flied out to left his first time up. He's the center fielder that made a nice throw at the plate on the Cards' first run of the ball game. He takes one up and under the chin for a ball, and it's 1-1. One out, base is empty. Scott batting, top of the third. Fastball, hammered foul, wide of the dugout for Clark, or on the Clark side.
Cecil's got a lot of poise for a freshman. Around the plate, works both sides of the plate.
You know, and that had to be a real confidence boost to him, you know, to get to start the region opener for GRC and then to know the coach went with you six innings in the district. Off-speed curveball popped up on the infield. Mullins giving way to Abram Howard, who camps under it right behind the third base bag and makes the play for the second out.
Nice play. Howard called him off, and Mullins gets out of the way.
He really got out of the way, didn't he?
That's what he's supposed to do with that wind blowing. You never know where that guy's going to go.
Good point. Yeah, that's savvy for an underclassman, too. Mullins, you know, he's got that starting spot at third. He wants a stranglehold on it. He's not going to do anything to lose that spot. Two down, bases empty. Fly ball to right field, coming on hard, and that's going to drop in for Scott's first hit. So a two-out single by the catcher, Zach Sparks, gives the Eagles their second base runner.
Took that outside pitch, went away with it to right field, base hit.
I said that's actually their third base runner, and Cecil was able to strand two runners on back in the second when he struck out the side looking. Balea batting with two outs and a runner at first, and he's first pitch swinging. Cecil must be heading Cecil, whether they call him sneaky fast, because that was in on the batter. Balea swung way late. I mean, he was looking the ball almost into Gaines' mitt. 0-1 count. Cecil from the stretch. Long pause at the belt, and they want time. What's one way to check the running game? Although he's shown he's not afraid to throw over, is he?
No, he's not, but that's one of those tools. Vary your pitch count or your time to pitch, pace.
Here's one fouled off, and it's an 0-2 count. His fastball down and away. 0-2 count.
Harrison County, Mason County coming up next here in the 10th region. Tournament action.
The winner of this one will play the winner of that game. Haddon Cecil pitching. Curveball hit right back up the middle over there, and it's stopped by Tyler Howie, but an infield single. Haddon Cecil really didn't have a chance at it. He was pitching, falling toward first base as a right-hander would on their delivery follow-through. And it was hit back up the middle on the other side.
Kind of a slow roller. That
sure, sure.
Howie didn't really have a chance at second, and base hit.
So Haddon Cecil trying to get out of it here. Kyle Gronick, the DH, left-handed batter, swing and a miss. Good fastball there by Haddon Cecil. No, not trying to fool anybody there.
Struck out looking in the second inning.
And he knew it. He walked off nodding his head kind of like, I'll get it next time.
Fool me once.
Yeah. Ooh, and a nice one, a little tight slider that actually Gronick gave up on, and Cecil was able to catch the inside corner at the knee.
Again, working both sides of the plate.
Left-handed batter waiting. Cecil, check of the runners, two on, two out. Pitching, foul ball, or fly ball, rather, lifted to left field, going over, and a catch made. So Carter. Cecil works out of trouble again.
Great break on that ball. Ball tailing away from him. He runs it down.
So Carter, that's his third put out of the game, and he's playing a good left, Lynn.
He does. He's got great speed and good read on that with a good break.
No runs, two hits, no errors. Scott High left two runners on. We move now to the bottom of the third. GRC 5, Scott High nothing. More to come. 10th Region Tournament back in 1 minute.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
My name is Tina Bryant, and I am the Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, headquartered here in beautiful Mount Sterling, Kentucky. If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services we offer at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and visit us at sterlinghealthky.org. Or better yet, stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you, you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare, we're here for your family.
Clark bat here in the bottom of the third with a 5-0 lead. Here with the lineup in the inning, Lenny Mid.
5, 6, and 7 due up for the Cardinals. That's Brady Davis, Ben Folks, and Abe Mullins, who started off the inning last time with Brady Davis with the base on ball. His fence runner came in to score.
Davis here, as Len says, batting for the second time, but the first time he's looking at Porter Houston, the pitcher. Right-hander. Throws an overhand curveball that bounces up there for ball one. Davis, right-handed senior for the Cardinals. Curveball, boy, a tight break on it, but nowhere near the plate, and it's 2-0. It's a good tight break, but way out of the zone. New catcher in here for Scott as well. There's a pitch on the corner for a called strike. Painted the outside corner.
20 walks and 29 strikeouts for Porter.
2-1 count, hitter's count. Brady Davis waits, and this fastball rides inside as it tailed in, and that makes it a 3-1 count. So a new battery with Porter Houston pitching. Boy, and he gave Brady Davis a get-me-over fastball, and Davis just able to get the bat on it and fouls it off. Full count now.
A little late on that fastball down the right field line.
Maybe this is Blake Gronick catching, sophomore catcher is Brady Davis. Lifts it to right field, and coming on to make the catch for the first out is Andrew Stretch.
Nice play by Stretch. Liner
it
up.
It was.
Held up by the wind a bit.
It got out there. I thought it was going to be a fly ball, and as you said, it was a liner. He pretty much on a sprint caught it. Ben Folks here to bat, folks. A rare out that he made in that five-run second inning. He swings and misses at a high curveball. Folks rare to make an out. He popped up to short.
After failed to get the bunt down.
Yeah, he did. He gave a couple of curveballs, and this time he hits a one hopper to short, and he's got to get rid of it, throw over, and just in time to get Folks. Pretty good arm showed off there by the shortstop.
Houston. That one hit right at him hard, so he had a chance to throw Ben out, and he did.
So two out, and the base is empty.
The batter for GRC number 4, Abe Mullins.
There's a strike in there to Abe Mullins. Mullins with a single, an RBI single, and a stolen base in his first time up. Boy, he looked at a tight slider there, and it's in for a strike. So down in the count, 0-2. There hasn't been a three-up, three-down inning by either club. And Houston trying to offer it here for Scott. Mullins wanting to foil it. He hits a soft liner, and that's going to be played by the short by the second baseman for the third out. So the first three-up, three-down inning of the ball game by either club, but the Cards still hold that 5-0 lead as we move to the top of the fourth. 10th region play, GRC 5, Scott High nothing. Back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Haddon Cecil, the George Rogers Clark right-handed freshman pitcher, back on the hill there in the fourth inning as he's pitching a shutout and right now running his string to 9 innings of shutout baseball in postseason play. He got a swing and a miss there off the leadoff batter.
Poster with a big cut on the first pitch. Carter's in the red and white trousers, black hats. The Eagles have their light blue, baby blue jerseys and white pants.
Yeah, I'm surprised. One of their school colors is silver or gray. I'm surprised they didn't have that on for pants. But anyway, so be it. They usually wear dark blue as well. What this I've seen is, in basketball.
North Carolina baby blue.
Yeah, yeah, that's unusual. Not what I've seen in their basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Pulsford, he's behind in the count. 1-2. He is one of the three strikeout victims of Haddon Cecil. He got all three of them in the second inning. All three called out looking. Boy, and he just missed there. Pulsford checking his head. No, that was outside, and the umpire concurs.
It's been a strike, but he just missed that corner.
Clark fans were oohing and aahing on that one. Well-attended ball game. This breaking ball is hammered into left field. Maynard's not going to get that. It's going to roll all the way to the fence, and a leadoff double by Pulsford as he pulls in at second, standing with a double. Now, Carter Maynard's made three good plays out there in left, but he couldn't get to that one.
Nope, that was a line drive. Got back Carter. He plays a shallow left field, and that one's well hit down the lines.
So what do you do here if you're Coach Kevin Goins?
You got to play for a big inning.
I agree.
Can't give up outs here.
Fourth inning, yeah, I don't know that you bunt him to third. It's not going to achieve what you need.
No, one doesn't help you.
If your guy can hit it to right side, and what kind of average does Porter Hudson has? He's pretty strong, isn't he?
267.
Well, he fouls this one straight back.
Shortstop, not a real big kid.
And he's going to strike out more than once out of every three or three and a half times he's at the plate, according to his stats. So hit and run guy, probably not your likely candidate. With a runner at second and a leadoff double, Haddon Cecil pitching. Nice pitch there. Fastball paints the corner at the letters. And down on the count, 0-2. Short lead there at second. Howard moving back to his shortstop position as Haddon Cecil throws a curveball on 0-2. wasn't a purpose pitch. His purpose was to get him out. It wasn't, let me expand the strike zone. Or
a little bit lucky there, a hanger.
I agree. That's my point exactly. It wasn't a tricker. He goes with a fastball there, and this one fouled back and out of play, and the count holds at 0-2. Temperature dropped to 78. We began the game time temperature at 82. This wind has picked up. But a beautiful day. Cards lead 5-0. Scott batting top of the fourth. Cecil pitching. Curveball hit on a string to center field. And they're going to hold the runner at third. And right now, Scott in a little bit of a rally as they've got runners on the corner with that single by Porter Houston. So the first two runners for Scott has reached. Coach Brooks out of the dugout calling for his defensive alignment.
What do you throw through or what do you do? Here's the call's been made.
I think you bluff with him being a left-handed batter. You've got a clear throw to third base. So if he's going to run, if I'm J.P. Gaines or if I'm Coach Brooks, I'm going to call the bluff throw to or just an immediate snap throw to Mullins at third. See if you can knock down this lead runner, Pulsford. Because you got a left-handed batter, nobody Gaines has to run through.
Looks like
Gracie
trying to go the other way on that pitch.
Well, right now, Haddon Cecil, like you said, Lynn, coming, he went out. This time he came in. Both pitches fouled off, and it's 0-2. And right now, Porter Houston, he's still standing over there at first base.
They're playing back.
Scott doesn't run a lot. Porter Houston 1-for-2 in the stolen base category. This fastball's up and away on an 0-2 count. Pretty good pitch there. Scott trying to push some runs across here with nobody out and runners on the corner. Haddon Cecil, right-handed pitcher for the Cardinals. Delivers. Took something off that curveball, didn't he?
Off the end of the bat. Squirted that one down foul third base.
Well, they call that the pool cue shot?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, just hit it right on the end of the bat. So the Cardinals still have a play in the event that Houston wants to run. He's not going. Boy, I tell you what.
Good at bat.
Yeah. Grindstaff just keeps fouling them off. Count holds at 1-2, and he has fouled off four pitches. Here in a five-pitch at bat.
Trying to get a ground ball here. Double play depth in the middle infield.
There was no score in the first. Cards put up 5 in the second, no scoring in the third, and here we're in the fourth, and it's 5-0 GRC with Scott threatening. Swing and a miss. Got him swinging.
Big hit, big pitch.
Wow. Tight slider that was up in the zone, and Grinstead swings through it. Fourth strikeout of the game by Haddon Cecil. Again, he punched out 7 in 6 innings in the district tournament action. And Stretch comes up. Stretch, one of four strikeout victims of Haddon Cecil. But he's hit one in the hole. Howard over to cut it off, and that's going to score a run. He keeps it from going to the outfield and possibly advancing a runner, but Pulsford comes across to score on the RBI infield single by Stretch. They continue to bat here, and they go top of the lineup. Got a new batter batting here. Number 24 coming in, Lynn. That's going to be Carson Belia. We got Gunnar Belia playing short. He moved from second to short. This is Carson Belia.
Batting 286. He's had 21 at-bats. Scored 10 runs, 6 hits, 3 ribbies.
Now they're going to pull him back.
Nope.
They're going to pull him back and run Brady Smith back out there.
That's a bat for Scott, number 15, Brady Smith.
So I guess he was never announced as a batter, and they're going to bring Brady Smith back. Smith is 0 for 2. Pick over, and they got him. Oh, wow. Boy, they...
How was you?
Oh, they had him.
Everybody thought they had him at the umpire.
Yeah. Oh, we thought they were going to take Drew Stretch and take him off the bases.
He was stretching, all right.
You see Caden Spicer grinning over there now. He's talking to him from behind. Here's a line drive into left center. That's down for a hit. Maynard over to cut it off. There's going to be a play at the plate. They cut it, sliding in safely. And Scott plates two runs as Porter Houston comes sliding in for the second Eagle run. So I guess the old Army commercial, he made the right choice. Coach Goins did, letting Brady Smith bat instead of subbing him out. And right now, Coach Brooks coming to the mound. He'll have a brief word or talk to his starter, Haddon Cecil, and talk to the team. There's one out. He'd like to get out of this inning. We'll see how far they stretch him. Right now, we got to pause in the action. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Here's great news from the Ale 8 Bottling Company. You've asked us to bring back your summertime favorites, and now we're back in Blackberry. Join the celebration, because Blackberry is back for a limited time. Get to your favorite store and stock up on your favorite Ale 8 flavors, including Blackberry. For the taste that brings you back, remember Blackberry Ale 8. Get yours while supplies last.
Well, Coach Brooks of GRC leaves Haddon Cecil into the ballgame. He works here to Dylan Giffen with two on and one out. And now he's behind the count one and two. He had a pitch that was up, and this pitch is down. There's one out, runners at first and second. Scott has scored two in the inning, looking for an out here. Cecil pitching. Got a nice pitch there. He just needs to compose himself and refocus.
Scott, two runs on four hits. Two runners on here.
Cecil delivers down and away, and that's 3-1 count. He's getting behind these hitters with this wind blowing in. Card outfield playing deep. Maynard is in left. Upstairs for a ball, and the bases are full. See if we get any action over there in the Cardinal bullpen, and there is, and Coach Brooks has seen all he wanted. He was going to see if Haddon Cecil could get another out or maybe get a double play and be able to lift his freshman righty, but he can't do it here. And we've got two runs across the plate, and the bases are full. They're going to bring Maddox Campbell in, and the 6-2 right-hander, the junior relief pitcher, will come on. Haddon Cecil gets a nice round of applause as he heads to the dugout. With the Cardinals on top, 5-2, and his string of eight shutout innings comes to an end. Maddox Campbell on to pitch in relief. Cards still lead Scott High, 5-2, but the bases are loaded for the Eagles, and there's only one out. Lynn and I will be back after this one-minute break right here on WWKY.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Haddon Cecil. Cecil gives way now to Maddox Campbell with the bases full and one out. Cecil had pitched 9 innings of shutout baseball in postseason play, but here with the bases full and one out, the righty for GRC, here's a chopper. Mullins charging. Can't get it out of his glove. He does, though, in time, and he throws to J.P. Gaines. And Mullins made the right play. He had one play, and it was in front of him, Lynn.
Yeah, high chopper is the only play he has, as you mentioned.
But as a young guy, man, I mean,
he knew where to go with it. Come home with the force at home.
We've seen a couple of errors in this ballgame where guys were trying to get the ball out of their glove or lost their balance or whatever, but not Mullins. So he cuts down. Stretch at the plate, 5-2.
Base is still full.
Pitch up by Campbell for a ball.
Campbell's 21 and a third innings pitch, 22 hits, 10 runs, 6 earned runs, 10 bases on balls, 23 strikeouts, a 2-1 record, 1.97 ERA. So going to the bullpen hasn't hurt as Campbell Maddox Campbell, with a nice ERA.
He's behind the count 2-0, and this line drive is to center field, and it's caught out there by the Cardinals' Cam McAlpin. So Maddox Campbell does his job. He comes in, Lynn, slams the door, and doesn't give up a run with the bases juiced.
Good job for Maddox Campbell. Comes in and shuts the Eagles down.
So 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. They left the bases full, Scott did, and with leaving the bases full in this ballgame, they have left 8 runners on. Cards still lead 5-2. We move to the bottom of the fourth. More to come in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
Local DigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit localdigitalky.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Well, the Cardinals with that 5-2 lead, they bat right now with Carter Maynard, Tyler Howie, and top of the lineup, then Cam McAlpin. And Houston Porter on for another inning of work, came in. He started off playing at second base. He's now, or a shortstop rather, is high with a pitch, 1-0, coming with another breaking pitch. It's just kind of spinning up there. Not getting much downward break.
Maynard struck out in the second inning. Ahead in the count here, 2-0.
Looking for something straight to hit, and right there he got a fastball, but it was upstairs, and it's 3-0. So a good discerning eye by Carter Maynard, who's played a good left field. Made 3 putouts in this game. Needed a strike and got it right there. Houston Porter did as Maynard leads off this bottom of the fourth. Cards got all 5 in the second. 3-1 pitch upstairs for ball 4.
Lead off walk for Carter Maynard here in the fifth.
We had that one umpire that liked that pitch. He'd give you that letter high pitch. That one a little bit above the letter, but now we've got another trip to the mound by Coach Goins, and he'll be talking to his pitcher and to his team because the Cards have stolen 4 bases in this game already, and they're going to need to work on trying to hold the Cardinals tight.
He's going to make another change.
It looks like Porter Houston coming to the dugout. into the ball game to pitch now. It would appear they're bringing Brady Smith. Smith will come on to pitch. Lynn will scout him out as they're going to send Porter Houston back out, and he'll go to right field. So another pitching change. When we come back after this 30-second break, we'll have the pitching report on the new pitcher, Brady Smith, after this brief message.
Here's Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Right-hander Brady Smith on the pitch for the Scott High Eagles. He's the fourth guy to take the mound, and here with the numbers on the new pitcher, Lenny Midden.
Brady Smith has pitched 40 and a third innings. He's given up 39 hits, 35 runs, 26 earned runs, 37 bases on balls, 38 strikeouts, a 1-6 record with two saves, and a 4.51 ERA.
So those kind of numbers lead me to believe that, you know, he may be the guy that they're throwing when they're playing somebody like Beachwood or Mercer County or some of these tougher teams, you know. And
he's throwing a lot of innings.
Yes.
He's high ERA with 4.5 walks, as many as he strikes out. So,
yeah, so I, you know, maybe he's a guy they trot out there to get him some innings against some of these tougher teams.
No tomorrow, so get you all you got.
Well, and like you said, Lynn, that he's a strikeout per inning, but he's also almost a walk per inning. So the Cards need to wait him out or at least get some good looks. He works here to Tyler Howie. Pitch below the knees for a ball. Balea comes up with a bluff throw. Howie kind of got it going. He had a nice RBI single. Got things going for the Cards. He's also stolen the base and scored a run. Pick off over to first. Back in is Carter Maynard. Maynard, like all these Cardinals in this lineup, a threat to go at any time. Smith from the stretch. Maynard holds. Pitch down and away for a ball. 2-1 count.
Nice back end stab. A spark that time. Catcher.
Smith in there in relief. Pick off again, back in easily. Is Maynard. Smith on the mound, 6'3 junior. Tall right-hander, comes straight over the top. This one below the knees, didn't miss by much. It's a 3-1 count. He's a guy, he's pitched, as Lenny chronicled for you, more innings than any other pitcher, but he walks him frequently, too. This one just off the place outside, and you could tell the body language. Smith wanted that one, so back-to-back walks to lead off this inning puts the Cards in pretty good shape here.
McAlpin with two on, no outs.
McAlpin looking for his first hit. He's 0-1 officially, sack bunt, reached in the second, struck out to begin the ball game. He has scored a run and stolen a base. The left-handed batting table setter for GRC comes in with two on, nobody out.
Grinstead in at first.
Sure is. And stabbed at it, missed, and that's called strike. Balea, the catcher, picking it up. Now he looks into the dugout to see what the play is. I'd say McAlpin may be bunting again. He's the kind of guy that can work a count, Lynn. That's what you want in the leadoff. He can bat with two strikes. Some guys, it just tears them up.
Yep. Shows bunt early.
Pulls the bat back, and they're going to throw to the third, and it got away. An error on the throw, and that's going to bring around, and scoring is Carter Maynard.
Tried to steal third. They had a play on him, but it gets by the third baseman, pulls for it, and the run comes in to score. Howie all the way to the third.
Oh, wow. So a stolen base and an error on the throw, and that put the, as Lynn said, we got a guy going all the way from first to third. So the Cards get back one of those two runs without the benefit of a hit. Scott pulling the infield in all across the grass. This one down and in to McAlpin. That should make it a 2-1 count. And they pull this infield in. That just adds batting average points to McAlpin. He's a 327 hitter. It's going to make him a 400 hitter here with the infield drawn in. But this one below the knees, and now it's a 3-1 count, and he can be selective on what he wants to see. Tyler Howie at third, nobody out.
Coach Eddie Brooks calling the signals by number counts, sequential numbers. Cards go to their cards and see what that means instead of hand signals.
327 batting McAlpin looking, and he chops this one foul on 3-1. I
probably hit all four there.
Yeah, I don't think he was wanting to walk. He had his mind made up. If it's going to be close, I'm swinging. And you got to protect the plate. But you're right, Lynn. I think could have been a little better pitch.
Infield in, everybody in now.
Yeah, they pulled them all in. They're trying to keep this manageable. And he tried a changeup, and it just stayed high. So three walks in the inning, and the Cards now with runners at the corner. And I think you can bet the farm on McAlpin running within the first two pitches. J.P. Gaines steps in. Gaines walked, left stranded at first, back in the first. He also had a two RBI single in that five-run second inning. He also came around to score. So a guy with six hits and two games in district tournament starts off again, and there's a run down there by McAlpin, and he steals the base. So six stolen bases in this game for the Cards. They got a running game, Lynn.
They do. That's their mantra. That's what got them here.
Top 25 in the state.
Defense and pitching.
Yeah, top 25 in the state. Top 15, excuse me, as far as in stolen bases. One ball, no strike count, two runners on. Infield stays in. There's a fastball for a strike. One of the rare pitches Gaines will let go by that's a strike.
Both teams calling signals by number sequences.
Nobody out. Two runners in scoring position. The infield drawn in. Uh-oh. They try to squeeze, but JP pulled it back. So I don't know what the number sequence signal was there, but
Coach says that's my fault. Coach Eddie Brooks says they taps and said that's mine. I got the wrong number sequence. That was a suicide squeeze, and everybody knew it but JP.
Yeah. So a 2-5 is the scoring on that. One out retires Howie at third, staying at second, and wisely so is McAlpin. So, Scott, they get it themselves, they do themselves well there. But you still got playing in on the grass over at first base, Drew Grindstaff. Gaines, he saw a curveball there that was screaming, hit me. That one was coming in, and he was way out in front of it, lifts it foul out of play.
A little hanger.
It was. It was just screaming, hit me.
Slept on the cleaners, got away with a hanger.
Two count. One run in the inning. And a runner at second with one out. Gaines batting, 2-2 count. Right here, Brady Smith, this decision pitch. And he throws him another curveball that's hit into center, and it's hit pretty good. Going back to tag as the catch is made in deep center field, and McAlpin goes over to third. So Dylan Giffen got back on it quickly, but Gaines flies out to center, tagging and moving to third. On the play is Cam McAlpin. So the Cards have two out and a runner at third. Abram Howard comes up. Howard in this ball game, he had an RBI single in that five-run second. He takes a fastball that's in for a strike. Howard got a little better in that last district tournament game. He had been on about an 0 for 10 streak, but got that hit. And look, he's got a hot bat now and a two-out RBI single. Way to go, young fella.
There you go.
Hey, I'm telling you, his defense hadn't slacked off. Even though he was in that slump, that 0 for 11, he had three walks, but, man, he's come back. And
he's a hitter.
Yeah, Coach Brooks believing in the guy. How much does that mean, Lynn, when he keeps batting your third? And you bet 0 for 11, yeah.
That's staying with it. Had a little overspin on that curveball and hit it squarely on the nose.
So the Cards get back those two runs that Scott scored, and this one bounces up there, and a wild pitch will send Abram Howard scampering to second base. So two outs with another runner in scoring position, and Howard with good speed, better than average speed. He'll be running with contact, and Spicer, the RBI guy, he's 0 for 2. He lined out to the pitcher, lined out to third. Boy, and he got a good pitch there. It was down and away. And what do you say, Lynn?
Drive, pitch away, go
pitch
away.
Pitch away, go away, yeah. And he let it go.
And it's open over there.
You're right. Big hole on the right side. Second baseman moving over there, Balea, dancing around the bag. Howard with a lead. Smith pitching, a swing and a miss. Hit the backstop, and Carson Blea, catcher, says, I'll just eat it. So a couple of wild pitches. Scott hasn't helped himself in this inning. They scored two runs to claw back in it at 5-2, but now with the walks and the wild pitches, factor in a couple of card hits, and GRC has gotten back those two runs and lead now 7-2.
An error on the base running error. Actually, Coach Eddie Brooks takes responsibility for trying to suicide squeeze, and mix up on the signals. But had one more run.
Yeah, especially after the catcher Carson Blair made that throw wide of third. That let a run in that gave an extra base to another runner, Carter Maynard. Here's a pitch by Smith. Spicer wanted to swing. He wanted to swing badly. He checked and held up, and it stayed high.
Good eyes, they say.
Yeah, 2-2. Yeah, he was really wanting to hit. He's got Abram Howard at third with two outs. He's been the guy that drives in the runs. No batting gloves. He's kind of old school. Ooh, boy, that curveball didn't miss by much. Brady Smith looks in, and a little bit of disbelief.
He wanted that one. It was close.
Toes the rubber here with a full count. Runner at third to the belt is Smith. He's pitching from the stretch. He delivers. Check swing on one upstairs. And, well, that's going to be the fourth walk of the inning issued by Scott High. It's kind of the scouting report on him whenever you were running it down. You know, he pitched you 40 innings, but he's walked like 37 batters. While striking out 38.
Yeah,
so
walks as many as he strikes out, so that's never a good sign.
No, just kind of waited out. There have been four bases on balls in this inning, along with a hit and along with an error. Despite a bold call, and Spicer trying to get in a run down, and they're just going to give him second base? No, they're not. They're going to tag him out, and I don't know, Cardinals, it's kind of a strange inning. They gave up two runs. Spicer trying to get in a rundown. They haven't seen that since Little League, but Scott High not fooled with it, and they put him out. Tried a little double steal and getting a rundown, but when your guy at third base, Abram Howard, he was glued to third. He didn't come down the line. Scott played it well for the third out.
But Spicer had a chance to get second, and he stopped, so that's what's bewildering.
And why didn't Howard?
They didn't bite on it. Yeah, well, they didn't bite on it, and Howard stayed, but you got to make it to second. You can't give up the third out.
He couldn't get him down the line either way. So in the inning, the Cards come up with two runs on one hit. There was an error, and they left a base runner on. We go down to the top of the fifth. With the GRC Cardinals leading Scott Eagles 7-2, back in 1 minute.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
For a limited time, enjoy a tasty bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, a savory sausage McMuffin, a sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
We go here to the top of the fifth with GRC leading 7-2, and Maddox Campbell, who came in, did a sparkling job in relief. He inherited a bases loaded jam and got out of it with no runs. Comes in with a fastball in at the belt for a called strike. Left-handed batting Kyle Gronick, DH, takes that one up and in for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Gronick 0 for 2 in the game. This one upstairs, and Campbell working quickly, but after getting ahead, he's missed here. Again, fastball. That one's right in there. Probably the hardest pitch he's thrown. And Maddox Campbell with a nice fastball there. Had a little giddy up. 2-2. Wasting no time. Comes right back with another fastball between the... And that's going to be an infield single. Kind of a swinging bunt. Maddox Campbell couldn't get to it. And with the spin it had, J.P. Gaines, valiant effort, but couldn't throw him out. Infield single for Gronick.
Yeah, it hit hard right in front of the plate, popped way up in the air. That gave the time to run it out.
Seventh hit in the game for Scott High. They've only got two runs to show for it on the seven hits. Thing about it is, they've stranded eight runners. Here's a breaking pitch that's up high to Trevor Pulsford. He scored the first run of the game for Scott. Hit a stand-up double over left field his first time up. Boy, nice curveball there by Campbell. Had a late break, but he got in there for a called strike.
Good bite.
Yeah, I agree. I like that pitch. Little late action by Campbell. Time called. Maddox on the Cardinal basketball team, good athlete, 6'2".
Works
big, strong
quickly.
Guy. Yeah, he does.
He goes to work.
Yeah, he's no waiting around, no wasted effort. Here he tied him up, check swing, and the upside, you went around, young fella, so it's 1-2. Think that pitcher's got to own the inner half of the plate or the inner third, and Campbell took it right there. Maddox peers in, Gaines hangs a sign, runner at first, nobody out, 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, just missed. Big change up there for Maddox Campbell. Picked his spot to throw it, and that was an excellent selection.
Hit the corner, but broke down low under the knee.
Really, 10 miles an hour or less. Change, he's swinging a miss, and got him with high heat.
Makes that fastball that much faster after coming off that slow curve.
You're exactly right, it was a good timing, good pitch sequence there.
Also moved the eye level down and up.
Another good point. Lynn, I'll have quit bragging on you. ton of knowledge. You'd be working on a promotion.
I've seen a lot of baseball my day.
You and me both.
Yeah. That's why we're good.
Yeah, there you go. One out, one on. Fastball up and away. And sky up here, Porter Houston. He's played all over the field today. He's three positions, including pitcher. He's 1-for-1, walked his first time up, singled and scored in that two-run fourth inning.
True utility man.
Yeah, he played all over. He's up in the count 2-0. Guy that squats at the plate, right-handed batter. Campbell pitching. Man, don't know where that's missing. Don't know where that's missing.
Houston's been on twice with a walk and a hit, scored a run.
And Campbell looked like he's throwing him in the high part of the strike zone, but not getting the call, and that one up and in, and just kind of gave up on that one. I could tell his body language. Two on and one out, and he'll have to go to work against face Drew Grindstaff. Left-handed batting first baseman reached on an error and strikeout swinging. Game far from over. I mean, it's top of the fifth, and it's a 7-2 game with two on and one out. There's a pitch in there for a strike. I'd like to see Maddox Campbell refocus like that. Runners at first and second. Campbell steps off the pitching rubber. I was bragging on you, Lynn. Now we'll see how fast you can run. You hear those sirens?
Yeah.
You better get going.
That's a fire truck.
Okay. We're
in good shape.
Okay. Campbell's pitch is up and away for a ball. One out. Cards playing back on the infield. They'd like to get a ground ball here. One to third would be nice, but Grindstaff, the left-handed batter, with an open stance, looks to pull. He took a strike there at the knees, and it's one and two.
Inner half.
Spicer not holding Houston on at first, so he's playing deep and guarding the line. 1-2 delivery. Popped up. Not an infield fly rule because it's in foul ground and it goes out of play. First one up in the air, I thought, well, he's going to get an out on an infield fly, but this wind blowing, it goes over into the stands, and saw a lot of red shirts over there scattered. Cardinal fans here, well-attended ball game.
It is. 10th region tournament action right here at the pit, Bourbon County High School.
Campbell with a 1-2 count. Pitching. Swing and a miss.
Slow curve. Got it.
Maddox Campbell. He pulled the string and got the strikeout swinging. He struck out two here in the inning while issuing a walk and a single, and now he's going to go to work and try to. Andrew Stretch comes in. Stretch 1-for-2, RBI single. Cut down on a rundown. Strikeout looking to close out the second. And Campbell starts him off with a strike at the knees. Maddox, a big junior right-hander. As Len and I have said, he works fast. No wasted time there. Big hold on the shortstop side as Howard moves over to try to hold on. And a tight slider there, in for a strike.
Caught that outside corner.
Sure did.
They had 2-0.
Looked like Stretch was thinking about it, and he let it go, and it just tailed away at the moment. 0-2 count. Don't come too fat, big guy. You're heading the count with two on and two out. He got him with high heat. Struck out the side, swinging. So Maddox Campbell comes on and slams the door, and he squelches the Scott Rally. In the inning, no runs. There was a hit. No errors, and the Eagles left a couple of runners on.
Two more.
You got GRC leading Scott High by a score of 7-2. 10th region opening round tournament game, Cardinals 7, Eagles 2. We'll take a 1-minute break back after this.
May is National Stroke Awareness Month. Clark Regional Medical Center reminds you to look for signs of stroke. And remember, be fast. Balance loss, eyesight changes, face drooping, arm weakness, and speech difficulty. Equal time to call 911. Clark Regional is a member of the University of Kentucky Stroke Care Network and accredited as a primary stroke center by the Joint Commission. Choose a hospital you can trust. Choose well. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
GRC leading 7-2, and you want to get that one in, Lee?
Yeah, Small tractor, big versatility. The Massey Ferguson G6 1700 Series tractor is built with the same rugged versatility Massey Ferguson designs into their tire lineup. It's ready to tackle lawns, gardens, and anything else that comes your way. Small tractor, big versatility. The Massey Ferguson GC 1700 Series is born to farm. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling on the Winchester Road today for your Massey Ferguson. Or contact MontgomeryTractorSales.com.
Brady Davis leads things off, and sometimes we see that. He's a number five batter.
Yeah, he's led off a couple times today.
Yeah, he's off this three innings, and he's led off all three of them.
Yep.
He takes a curveball in there for a strike. It's 1-1. And as I mentioned, now, these two teams have only played each other seven times since 2005. Scott moved over from the ninth region to the 10th, but just not a team they play a whole lot. Here's a curveball that's hit on the line into left field, trying to make a diving catch. Can't get it. Got by the left fielder, Brady Davis, going into second. He's not at 100%, but he's on with a stand-up double to lead things off for the Cards.
Took that curveball and pulled it right down the line, right in front of the left fielder, made a diving attempt at it.
So Davis will be out there at second base. The last George Rogers Clark win over Scott High was back March 27th of 2010. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
It was 11-0 shutout. GRC got it at home. I mentioned they've only played seven times, and GRC has a 4-3 record as a program against Scott. These teams are 1-1 as far as 10th region tournament face-to-face action.
And probably most of those have been tournament. Not regular season.
Stab at a breaking pitch, and Fulks comes up dry. And Ben Fulks not having a Ben Fulks type game. He's 0-2, popped to short, and then grounded to short. He'll go down and talk to Coach Brooks. And look at the last 10th region tournament matchup. Was that between GRC and Scott? Was at GRC back in 2015. So, again, they just don't play each other right that much. 2015, the last 10th region matchup, Scott won that one 11-8. The Eagles won the 10th region tournament that year, and they were actually a Kentucky State semifinalist. Now, the last regular season game, 2016. So, again, all those facts just underscore they don't play each other regularly. Fulks with a nice bunt, but it's going to be foul. They couldn't have gotten him with a cannon arm. I mean, he was flying down the baseline, but it stays foul, and Fulks now in the hole 0-2.
Got it up the third baseline, but a dribble foul on him. Good bunt, but foul.
A guy that in the district tournament, he made the all-tournament team. Carrying over a 400 average. I don't think he made an out in the district tournament, and he had two assists from right field.
I'd like to see him pull. If not done it, just go ahead and pull the ball here.
Grindstaff's right in on him. I mean,
you know, he's playing halfway to home.
Yeah, he's not breathing down his throat, but like you say, he is. He's halfway to home, and now he's going to back up.
Two strikes.
So a confident left-handed first baseman with a left-handed batting. Fulks in a 1-2 count, and the Cards at Brady Davis at second. Nobody out. Brady Smith pitching up and away for a ball. Evens the count 2-2. So Smith was ahead in the count at 0-2. Fulks with an open stance, left-handed batter. Swing and a miss. Nice curveball there by Brady Smith.
Big depth on that one.
And that'll put one out on the Cardinals as Abe Mullins will come to the plate. Excuse me, we got a different batter. Yes, Abe Mullins.
Abe was single in the first, came around to score. Popped out to...
Well, they've got uniform number four batting. Is that what Mullins is wearing today?
No. Yeah, it is. Okay. Abe Mullins, yeah.
He's wearing number four?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the uniforms, he's wearing number six. So A little perplexed there. Mullins has driven in one run today. He's got a chance here to play add-on with Grady Davis at second. And he grounds it sharply to third. They look back Davis to second and throw on to first. And a nice play there by Trevor Pulsford for Scott High to get out Abe Mullins, who hit a hard shot, yep. But a nice play.
Right in. Pulsford, the third baseman. Looks the runner back, as you called it, and threw it at 5-3.
So Brady Davis still standing out there at second base with a leadoff double. As Scott's Brady Smith has been able to get back-to-back outs, and Carter Maynard bats here. Maynard 0-for-1, strikeout swinging. He walked, stole a base, took third on the stolen base, came home on the catcher's errant throw into left field. And catcher Balea blocks that one, and it's 1-0 to Maynard. Davis out at second base. Again, not 100%. A guy that last year, one of the top three or four players on the team in stolen bases. But he's going to be getting a running start on contact with two outs. And he's got to go here as a slow roller gets up the middle. Fielded, throwing, got him. Wow. Just in time as there was a nice play over there. Balea, who started at second, made the play behind the bag at short. So the Cards, they squander a leadoff double, but they still manage to hold the lead. It's 7-2 here in the 10th Region Tournament. Opening game, opening action. Cards lead 7-2 over Scott. We'll be back in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Do you regularly divvy up the dinner bill with friends or family? Split the cost of that check with Zelle, a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to people you know and trust right from your traditional bank account. So after you split the meal, make sure to split the cost of the dinner bill with Zelle. Learn more at traditionalbank.com/Zelle. Terms and conditions apply. Traditional Bank, member FDIC.
Third pitcher on for the Cardinals as right-hander Abe Mullins will come on and pitch for the Cards here as Scott High bats in the top of the sixth. Mullins, the third Cardinal pitcher to pitch, giving way to Mullins in relief ahead of Maddox Campbell. Lynn, what do you got on him?
29 innings pitch, 16 hits, 15 runs, 13 earned runs, 25 bases on balls, 22 strikeouts, 3-1 record with a 3.14 ERA. So if he can throw strikes, he's been effective, but he does have 25 walks in 29 innings.
So Maddox Campbell does his job, actually pitched a really good inning in two-thirds.
He
gave up one hit, he walked one and struck out four. Came in with the bases loaded and got out of the jam unscathed. And the guy that helped him, Lynn, was the guy that's pitching right now, Abe Mullins, on that grounder to third with the bases loaded. Mullins forced a runner at home and kind of got Campbell out of it. Mullins starts off with a curveball that is fouled off.
Did we get who went to third? I can't see the number. Yeah, we'll pick it up in a minute.
Leadoff batter up and away. Brady Smith bats for Scott, 1-1 count. GRC leading 7-2. Mullins right-hander pitching. Curveball down and away. Two ball, one strike count. Mullins, just missed. He threw him a changeup. It was just a little high. And now it's 3-1. Mullins going to walk off the mound and kind of think about it a little bit. Don't blame him.
Yeah, with a 7-2 lead, you want to throw strikes.
Yeah.
But that's, as we mentioned, that's kind of his bugaboo. He's got as many walks as he does innings pitched.
There's a strike at the knees. Needed it, and he got it. Fouled straight back off the Mullins offering. Mullins, a freshman pitcher. Tall guy, 6'2". He plays on the Cardinal basketball team as well. Brookshire may have been the seniors taking third base. Here's a fly ball into shallow center. Going out, and they can't make the catch. So the Cardinals' Tyler Howie just kept going back and back. No outfielder called him off as Fulks and Maynard both converged. And Howie way out there in center field.
He scored it.
Base hit, I guess. Yeah,
I would agree.
Yeah, that's a
tough play, no win.
Eight hits for Scott High in this ballgame. They've actually got as many hits as the Cardinals, but Lynn, we mentioned off mic, they stranded 10 runners on.
Right.
Here's a freshman right-hander pitching, fouled straight back. Scatter some fans. Boy, beautiful day. People all around this ballpark. They're encircling the perimeter. They've even got the outfield fence covered with some umbrella chairs out there. Mullins pitching. Tried to change up, and there's a high pitch that he got a call on. Haven't seen that high strike that often, but he got it there to run the count at 0-2 to Dylan Giffen. Giffen, one of the better hitters for Scott. And got him swinging. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Throw down to second. Double play. Cards got him. First base with it occupied.
Heads up play by JP.
Gaines was on it, buddy. He was on it.
Like a cat.
First base occupied. The runner cannot go from the batter's box on a swinging miss.
And he didn't even look there. He knew that was couldn't go first. And he saw that runner take off, and he nailed him.
So, strike him out, throw him out. Caught stealing will go 2-4. And strike him out, throw him out. Boy, that'll get you some momentum.
It will.
Sparks a batter, takes a pitch in for a strike from Mullins. Now with a little surge of confidence, dealing, and probably overthrew that pitch. It's high for a ball.
Speed and defense.
You know, sometimes that can happen. 4 or 5 day layoff. Guys, pitchers have been pretty good. Sometimes you overthrow. You're too strong almost.
Mm-hmm. Juiced up.
And, boy, that curveball looked good, but they say below the knees for a ball. 2-1 count. Base is empty. 2 down. Got a strike right there on the outside corner. Good location there by the freshman hurler. Matt Haddon Cecil started. Maddox Campbell came on. Now Abe Mullins. Foul tip off the mask of J.P. Gaines, and the umpire saying, give a man a little break. Used to, the umpire would dust off the plate. Now with this.
Well, that one needs a little dust.
It does. Like, yeah, he could get those rubber pellets off of it.
Artificial turf here at the plate.
Just at the plate. The infield diamond is dirt with a grass infield, but the base pass all dirt. Got him. Strike three. Mullins gets 2 punch outs in the inning. Aided with a strike. Come out. Throw him out. Double play. Scott goes in order for the first time in the ball game as the Cards punch him out here in the top of the sixth. GRC leading 7-2 as we move into the bottom of the sixth. 10th region tournament play from Bourbon County. We'll be back 1 minute here on WWKY.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Joel Bennett here with you. Lynn Mitt beside me. We've got the Cardinals of GRC leading 7-2 as they bat here in the bottom of the sixth. And here with the three scheduled batters, Lynn Mitt.
Tyler Howie due up for the Cardinals, and it goes to the top of the order, Cam McCallum and J.P. Gaines. First three for the Cardinals here in the sixth.
Well, the Scott High Eagles have out-hit the Cardinals 7-6. GRC's made a couple of errors to only one for Scott High, but the big thing has been the runners left on base.
Bases on balls and left on base.
Cardinals have only left four runners on base, 10 left on by Scott. And like you said, when the Cards have gotten them on, they've got them over and got them in.
Timely hitting has been a key in this Cardinal offense.
Absolutely. 2-0 with a pitch upstairs. Yeah, and GRC in that five-run second inning, Lynn, three of those runs came with two outs. So, you know, that's what a coach likes to see. Mm-hmm. Howie wants time, and he's given that. He steps out. Howie singled in that five-run second inning, stole a base, drove in a run, scored a run. He walked and was thrown out on the double steal attempt. He takes a strike here, and it's 2-1. Brady Smith pitching. Boy, he took a nice change up there off his breaking pitch, and that evens the count at 2-2. Howie, right-handed batter, settles in at the box. Infield deep for Scott. Here's the 2-2. Got a curveball and chopped it wide of third, foul. Nate Mullins, the guy that's pitching, sprinting down in foul ground to pick up the ball. You don't think Coach Brooks got him running poles already, do you?
Surely not.
So the thing about pitching.
Unless they got some ass coming in.
Yeah, that could be the case.
Yeah.
Here's a hit the other way, and it got right through the glove. Nobody over to cover first, and on first base is Tyler Howie. I'll let you score that one, Lynn.
That's an error on the first base with Drew Grinstead.
Went right through his glove.
Yeah.
It was glove.
He had a bead on it, left-hander, and hit right off his glove. Should have had it.
So two errors by each club committed in this game. Yeah, I agree with you. It was glove side.
Well, it wasn't that hard a hit. It was had to go about two steps to his right. Had his glove up there, hit his glove, but couldn't corral it.
And nobody covering first when the second baseman, Houston, got to it. One on, nobody out. Runner goes. Pitch upstairs. Throw down by Balea. And in there safe with the steal, Tyler Howie.
Stand up.
His second stolen base of the game. Cards have stolen, is it nine in this game? They've taken a lot.
I haven't tracked it, but that's about right.
Tyler Howie out there with that stolen base. Pitch off the plate. 2-0 now to Camden McAlpin. McAlpin scored two runs. He's stolen two bases himself. Tyler Howie now with 29 steals. This one goes all the way to the backstop as Brady Smith fell down, and we hope the young man's not hurt. It's 3-0 count to McAlpin, and coach is saying stay down, and he has not gotten up yet.
It looked like he hooked his spikes, and he just toppled over.
And again, the pitcher's mound and the home plate circle area, artificial surface. Brady Smith trying to walk it off. I mean, this game's far from over. It's a 7-2 game. GRC batting in the sixth. Scott will have one other chance, but we saw the Cards put up five runs in an inning, and it's not unfathomable. Scott's a good club, or they wouldn't be here in the region tournament. These two teams haven't played much. Again, seven times since 2005. GRC has a 4-3 record against them. They're 1-1 in tournament play. And they're going to let Brady Smith
The trainer came out.
Yeah. See, he's giving the thumbs up. He's up and ready to go. 6'3 senior. Nice player for Scott High. He is the fourth pitcher used by the Eagles in their effort to try to quell this Cardinal team. Runner at third is Howie. Infield in. McAlpin takes a strike. Taken all the way on 3-0. I don't blame him for not green lightning.
Howie went to third on that
wild pitch.
Wild pitch when he fell down.
Ooh.
All four.
Yeah. McAlpin flipped the bat and Balea, the catcher, stepped right in front, man. Almost an unintentional collision with a bat.
Back to back walks for Cam McAlpin.
Yeah, he scored two and has stolen two bases. The team base stealing leader is over at third. Look, Tyler Howie, he's 29 of 30. Is he going first pitch or second, Lynn?
First.
J.P. Gaines batting, runners on the corner. And
popped it up.
Popped it up into center field, halfway, playing and coming in. Dylan Giffen to make the catch, and he shows off a strong arm as it comes all the way in. So Gaines, second time that he's flied out to center field. J.P. also has driven in two, scored a run with an RBI single in that five-run second, but he's retired for the second time on a fly out from to center field. Abe Howard come up swinging a hot bat. 2-for-3. He's driven in two runs as well. He's got an RBI opportunity here with a runner at third and one out. Runner goes, bluff throw down to third, and Howie back in there. That's probably the safest play on if you're not going to throw through, bluff throw and then snap it to third.
Infield in, trying to cut off this run.
Third stolen base of the game for McAlpin. Overhand curveball in for a strike. That evens the count at 1-1 as Howard took a ball on that stolen base by McAlpin.
Park trying to play add-on here. Two on in scoring position.
They lead 7-2. Scott High playing in on the grass all the way around the infield. The outfield shallow in center with Giffen. We've seen he's got a good arm. Deep in right and left. Breaking pitch in for a strike as well, and usually a non-expressive Abram Howard kind of shaking his head and furrows his brow as that one's called a strike. Howard swinging the bat better. Got hot in the second district finals. He's two hits today. Boy, and he saw a nice hanging curveball there, but stayed high for a ball. And
don't know where that one is.
Yeah, Smith might have got a break there.
Scott High fans think so.
Yeah, I know. It could have been strike three.
I agree with him. They're pretty good.
I think Abe Howard caught a break right there on that tumbler that came in there. But it's a 2-2 count, one out, two runners on. Curveball stays high, and Eagle fans starting to chirp a little bit.
That one did miss.
It was. Counts full. First base is open, but the infield in. Cards leading 7-2. Batting in the bottom of the sixth. Payoff pitch. Curveball that stayed high. So he lost him. He was ahead in the count at 0-2, at 1-2. And Abe Howard draws a walk, a one-out walk. So that's going to load him up, and probably the one guy you wouldn't want to see with the bases loaded is Caden Spicer. Spicer, guy that's got more RBI than he has hits. So he makes them count. Fastball, first hit, hit it a ton. Left field going back, making the catch. Tag at third, and Tyler Howie's going to come in, and the other Cards will hold, but Spicer provides his specialty again, and that's RBI.
Ribbies. Sack fly for Caden Spencer and RBI.
Batter for the Cardinals, number three, Brady Davis.
So GRC adds another run. It's 8-2. Cards got five in the second, two in the fifth, and one here. Two in the fourth, and now one here in the sixth. Breaking pitch in for a strike. Brady Davis, who hit a stand-up double leading off the fifth. He was left standing there. Bats here with two out and two on. One run in. Breaking pitch. Just missed, actually. Catcher Balea was sitting outside, and the ball came in. Probably didn't miss that badly. 1-1 count to Davis. 8-2, Cards leading. Smith pitching. Bounced it up there. Good block. That'll hold the GRC runners. Abram Howard at first. Cam McAlpin out there at second.
Good read. Got halfway down and saw it was blocked up and went back. Good base running.
Davis, a right-handed senior batter. He's waiting. Whoa, got a changeup that just caught the outside corner. Good pitch there by Brady Smith to Brady Davis. That evens the count at 2-2 with two out.
The Brady Bowl.
Got the Brady Bowl here. Well, 2-2 count, decision pitch here, and he went with a changeup, and it stayed high. So here's an exciting time. The bases aren't loaded, but you got runners at first and second. Full count, two out. Runners will be going with the pitch. Brady Davis looks in the dugout, got the sign. Davis waiting in the box. He hasn't stepped out. Brady Davis still waiting for the Cards. Runners go. Pitches below the knees for a ball, and Davis walks for the second time today. And he loads them up.
Base is full for Ben Fuchs, 465 hitter.
Up to the plate for GRC number 21, Ben Fuchs.
So Fuchs hits a grand slam here, game over. Don't know if he's got that kind of pop. Has he hit any this year, Lynn?
315 down the line. Let's see what he's got.
I mean, he's a 400 hitter. He's a good average. I don't know about the power. I think Card's leader in home runs, Brady Davis, with four. And Fulks, not a real committed swing there. He swings through it. An un-Fulks-like game today. He hadn't hit a homer all year.
No home runs.
But he's 0-3. A guy I don't know that I've seen him make three outs in half a dozen games, but he's 0-3 today. Takes one below the knees for a ball, and that evens the count at 1-1. Bases loaded. Cards batting.
I'll take one in the gap.
Bottom of six. Yeah, they're playing him to pull if he goes the other way. And there he does. He goes the other way.
Oh,
nice
stop.
Play on the line and step on the bag over there by Pulsford.
Oh, that's a nice play
to
there.
Get out of the inning. Wow, I thought Fulks maybe was going to shake that collar, but he keeps hitless on a nice play there by Pulsford. But
right down the line, and backhands that ball, diving after it, Pulsford. And
oh, it was a beautiful play.
Save the runs there.
Five unassisted on the fielder's choice as we move to the top of the seventh. Cards need three outs to claim a region tournament win. Will it happen? We'll be back. 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Brown County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
At People's Exchange Bank, opening a new account just got easier. You need banking that aligns with your lifestyle, your financial needs, and your goals for the future. With their simple online application, you can open an account from anywhere. Visit pebank.com to get started today. Existing People's Exchange customers can use the mobile app or online portal to open additional accounts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner.
Hey, Mullins, he will pitch the seventh inning. He came out in the sixth, was able to get a three-up, three-down inning off a strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play, and he's going to work here to the cleanup batter, Gunnar Bolea. First pitch swinging, slow grounder to short. Howard Fields got a throw, got him.
Nice play, quick getting rid of that one, and charged it nicely, 6-3 put out.
He's got that sidearm throw down. He didn't stand up, which would take time.
Yeah, but he can throw it both ways. He got that gun. They can wind up and get it. But that time, a good shortstop play. Charged it, get rid of it quickly on sidearm.
Kyle Gronick comes up. Singled and left stranded at second. His last time up, he takes a pitch in for a strike. Gronick with one of the seven Scott hits. But the Cards lead 8-2. Mullins pitching, fastball, keeping it down. That looks good. Has fouled off, and Mullins quickly ahead in the count, 0-2. Mullins on pitching, playing third for the Cards. Brookshire, senior. Foul out of play by the left-handed batting Gronick. It goes opposite way. Here's a pitch. Tried a backdoor breaking ball. Not a bad idea. A good pitch call. Stays down and away for a ball, and it's 1-2.
Good 0-2 pitch.
I agree. Nobody on, one out. Foul tip right in the middle of Gaines. So a strikeout there by Mullins, his third. And the Cardinals right now one out away from playing themselves into the finals of the region. Or into the semifinals, excuse me. But that'll be Thursday at 1:30. Mullins fastball outside for a ball.
Pulser, their best hitter, 354 coming in, struck out last time up. Has been on to a single and scored in the fourth.
Pitch off the plate again, outside, ball two. It's no secret. I guess it's not the elephant in the room, but Coach Brooks trying to get by this opening game without using Jordan Solis or Lachlan Hansel.
You have to win three to win it, so that's actually a very wise move.
So the 2-0 pitch in for a strike, and, you know, his pitchers have delivered. They've held Scott so far to seven hits and two runs. Ooh, check swing, called strike.
Got it to knees.
And the Cards now one pitch away is Trevor Pulsford, the guy that made the nice play on the Fulks grounder. Takes it, called strike three, and that's going to be the ball game. So Mullins comes in and punches out the last two, and he puts up and throws zeros on the board in relief of the Cards. So GRC wins this one. They defeat Scott High by a score of 8-2 in the final. So again, 8-2 for the Cardinals. They win over Scott High School. That GRC will play Thursday. They'll play the winner between the game coming up. Lenny and I will take a, let's take a one-minute break. We'll come back. Game scoring, stats, and summary all headed your way right here on WWKY.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, they say Zach Sparks makes the all-tournament team for Scott High School. Sparks in the ball game today. He went 1-for-3, caught from behind the plate. As Scott High gets defeated, it's GRC winning in a final 8-2. Cardinals, with a big second inning, land those five runs. That would have stood up to win, but they got some tack-on runs later, and just a good pitching performance.
Excellent pitching performance by the back end of the order, or the pitching order, really, the top two, Solis and Hansel. Obviously didn't pitch today, saving them for down the line. So it's a good move for Coach Eddie Brooks, and Cards prevail here 8-2. Winning pitcher was Maddox Campbell. He improves to a 3-1 record. Clark improves to 27-11. Losing pitcher for the Eagles was Ty Cook. He falls to 4-1, and the Eagles close out the year at 17-19.
So some of the numbers in the ball game again in a final. GRC wins 8 runs on 6 hits. They made one error. They left 7 on base, while Scott High School, 2 runs on 7 hits. They made 3 errors. They stranded 10 runners. And how about those Cardinal pitchers? Haddon Cecil goes the first 3 1/3, gave up 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned. He did strike out 4 and walk 2. He couldn't get out of the 4th, so they brought in Maddox Campbell with the bases loaded. He got out of a jam, and he got aided nicely by a play by Abe Mullins at 3rd. Campbell, the winning pitcher, went an inning in 2/3. He gave up 1 hit. He walked 1, struck out 4. Abe Mullins came on, pitched the final 2 innings, didn't qualify for a save, as the run differential would not merit that. But what pitching he did, 2 innings, he gave up 1 hit, no walks, no runs, no earned runs, and struck out 4. So, Lynn, they like you said, the Cardinals, you didn't have A1 and A2 going. You were able to get a win and pitch 3 guys by committee.
Timely hitting is what it takes. In 1 inning, we get you 5 you need. And great pitching out of that speed and defense, the keys of this team showed here this afternoon.
And to underscore what Lynn's saying about speed, the Cardinals stole 9 bases in this ballgame, 3 of them by Cam McAlpin, who scored 2 runs. You had 2 stolen bases by Tyler Howie in the game. You had a stolen base by Carter Maynard. Abe Mullins picked up a steal, as did Brady Davis's runner Sullivan in the ballgame. So the Cards, like you said, they were off to the races on the base pass. Abram Howard drives in a couple of runs. Also, J.P. Gaines, he drove in 2 runs as well. The Cards' big inning was the 2nd when they put up 5 runs in that inning. That would have stood, but they played a little add-on. And what's on our schedule next, Lynn?
Well, the Cardinals will play the winner of this next game. It'll be Harrison County versus Mason County, and that game is scheduled for Thursday at 5:30.
So GRC will play
Survive in advance.
Survive in advance. So They're going to be in the semifinals. Be listening to WWKY, Tim Smith, Mornings on Main. He'll keep you posted with 10th region baseball scores and softball scores. He'll be able to track the Cardinals with the news and information provided by WWKY and Tim Smith with Mornings on Main. We'll provide that regularly. So, again, in a game that here in this ballpark, it took right at an hour and 43 minutes. GRC wins this one in a final by a score of 8-2. Winning pitcher Maddox Campbell as GRC advances. Len, I enjoyed it, man.
Hey, good call, big guy.
Well, appreciate it. It took 4 days. We finally got it in as this was to start on Sunday. But, hey, safety, and we got it in. Cards win. That'll do it. From Bourbon County High School, a place affectionately known as the Pit. On-site engineer Hayes McMakin. Back to studio producer Tim Smith, Lynn Midden. Beside me, I'm Joel Bennett. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. So long.
Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Athletics on WWKY. Broadcast sponsors include Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Citizens Bank, Furniture World Superstore, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, The Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, there's only one place to follow George Rogers Clark High School Athletics, Winchester's own WWKY.